my soil and improving my organic material there, and I'll be ready to put some other yummy crops in.
So. Right.
And so that's a good thing to think about, putting in some spaces.
Okay, and you mentioned Remay cloth. We didn't get a chance to talk about that before we went on the air, but there's still more uses for Remay cloth here?
Oh, goodness. Remay cloth is one of my favorite things. It's a, if you haven't seen it or you don't know what Remay cloth is, it's called also floating row cover, and it's basically a spun poly material, real gauzy, light material, but it allows all... You drape it over your crops or your rows of plants, and it works for so many things. One of the things many of us have been using it for now is to cover up any of our crops that these grasshoppers
yes.
seem to be coming in
and
decimating. But coming up soon, as our temperatures begin to cool down at night and some of these early frosts begin to happen, to cover your crops with a Remay cloth, and that will give them added protection against some of these early frost. It's like putting a blanket on them.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave it on your crop because it allows those UV lights to come through. You can water right over the top and that moisture will come on through that cloth. And it's just a real useful all-around, you know, tool to have in your gardening tool belt.
Yeah, and kind of living near the mountains, we need all the help we can get.